This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats for Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
Text machines going off tonight, 0457 736 736. Around a couple of topics, is Glenn Maxwell the greatest T20 player ever? Badge is throwing that one up tonight. We'll get to that, our hot topic, soon. But also, Nick Kyrgios in action tonight at the Australian Open. Good time to bring in Brett Phillips from the First Serve and our tennis expert Oz Open update for the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6. BP, welcome to Sports Day.
Thank you, gentlemen. Always great to jump on. In fact, I'm just walking around where the punters are because I'm in this little cocoon of the commentary box. I thought I'd just come out and get a little feel for the vibe. And there's a lot of people here who are just having a little bite to eat. So they're going to take their mask off, their little bite to eat, and no marshals are telling them to put it back on. And they're gearing up for Nick Kyrgios tonight. So I think it's going to be, I got told there's not many seats left. So yeah, there's a great deal of anticipation, certainly for Kyrgios and Medvedev and the unknown of what's going to happen.
I'll jump in with that that crew of fans that call the Knicks knuckleheads that, as we saw the other night, go off on a bit of a... They're a bit disrespectful, as you told us. BP, it's not really what is expected there. Is he a good chance tonight? I know Medvedev is one of the great young players in the sport, but is Nick a... Well, how do you rate his chances?
Well, look, we'll get a feel early on. I'm keen to observe the energy levels, how engaged he is, because, you know, we've watched him enough over, 8, 9, 10 years now to know and get a feel of how invested he is in the match, because his talent speaks for itself. It's just whether he's got all the other I's and T's dotted in terms of, wanting to play a really strong competitive match. I mean, this is going to be a very different atmosphere. He doesn't play on Rod Laver that often. And, you know, it's not going to be that raucous crowd. So the energy will be interesting. Medvedev, I mean, he's got a great record, actually. Medvedev against players at their home slams. He's great at silencing the crowd, and he loves that environment, Medvedev. He loves being the villain, and he'll just blunt return after return. So one thing we guarantee tonight, we know that Nick, when he steps up to the service line, is pretty tough to dismantle when you're serving 200-plus K bombs. Is he going to engage on the return games, though? Is he going to really dig in and try and get an early break? Because he can meander through sometimes the return games against very, very good players and maybe, you know, back himself in the tiebreaker. We'll wait and see. It's the unknown, pound for pound. He's got some talent. He could certainly push Medvedev. But, yeah, Daniil's in a stratosphere of his own at the moment. That's been built over 3 or 4 years of just really, really hard work.
Yeah. Well, we had some great wins today. Wonderful stuff. Alex de Minaur, probably as expected. Madison Inglis did really well, but against a qualifier. But tell us about Chris O'Connell. What a wonderful match today against the 13th seed.
Yeah, I'm really wrapped for Chris. He's a good guy. We've had him on the First Serve a few times. And, you know, look, we go back about 3 years ago, 3, 4 years ago, right? His ranking had slipped way out to about 1,000 in the world. He had injuries. He was actually, you know, cleaning boats for a living. He was working in a bit of, you know, retail. He's Sydney-born. He then decided to park himself in Europe. I think he had a physio over there in Belgrade. I think he was living in Serbia for a while. And instead of coming back and forth from Australia just to cut the costs, he just went to work. And everyone knew he had the talent. He burst onto the scene much younger and then sort of just lost his way. He, I think it was 218, 219. He played something like 83 matches. He played over 100 matches and he won 83. Like, he won a stack of titles, which took him from about 1,000 in the world to inside the top 200. And then he's been perched in this area of between about, you know, 100 and 150 for a little while. But that breakthrough today, to beat Schwartzman, who's tough, you know, this was the three deep sets, Diego makes you play everything, is a significant win for him. And he's got a beautiful single-handed backhand. He doesn't speak a lot to the media. He's a quiet achiever. But he's got a big game and he's got the fitness. And I think he's now got some coaching support. In fact, I'll tell you who's coaching him. He's one of my favourites from yesteryear, Marinko Matosevic. Do you remember Marinko, Mad Dog?
No. I do. Yeah.
Oh, he had just a big dummy spits out on court, Marinko. I'll be interested to know his coaching philosophy. But he's doing a nice job with Chris. And, yeah, look, I hope he can crack the top 100 this year. He deserves it.
Well, currently, I think he's ranked 175, BP, isn't he? So he won't be staying there too long. Some great wins for other Aussies today, Madison Inglis and also Alex Dimanur. They're going well.
Yeah, Demon was, I think Jim Curry has summed it up beautifully, Jason, in the post-match interview, an hour and a half. He was efficient today. And, you know, Alex's matches, as we know, he could go four or five sets, but to do that in straight is just what he needed. And the draw has certainly opened up for him. He's got Pablo Andujar, who's a veteran Spaniard, who's hit a lot with Alex, because Alex has lived a lot in Spain, of course, for many years. So they know each other quite well from different generations. But, you know, I'm confident. Look, he wants to make amends. He was disappointed with his year last year. Had a good pre-season, good ATP Cup form. He's trying to beef up the serve. We know he's got the speed. He's the quickest guy around the court. Nightmare to play. And I'm really hoping he can get back inside that top 20 where he was last year. And it looks like I think he's adopted a psychologist as well, which a lot of the players do. As he keeps mentioning in his interview, it's all about positive vibes. Not getting down on himself. And it's a really good start and maybe his best run to come at the Australian Open.
Not good for Sam Stosur in the singles today, her 20th Australian Open campaign coming to an end in straight sets. But, mate, doubles is her game, right?
Yeah, and look, you know, singles has really been shot, if we're being honest, for a couple of years now. Good first-round win today. She goes up against a 10th seed in Pavlyuchenkova, who's been, top 30 for about a decade, so she's a pretty seasoned player. So 2-2, yeah, that sort of is a pretty fair reflection. But Sam's going to play the doubles. She's going to play the whole year, from what we understand, and play doubles. So she could still, by the time she hangs up the racket completely, she could still lift some significant trophies in tennis. But, yeah, great ovation for her, not so much for the boss, who went out with a bunch of flowers. He didn't get the greatest reception.
No. Actually, Craig Tiley did cop a big boo, didn't he?
He did, and I've just been actually listening to an interview he's done with Channel 9 just before I took your call, guys. It was interesting. He didn't really say a lot. James Bracey was the man who, asked all the questions that he needed to, because there's been the speculation today that TA have paid the legal fees of Djokovic, paid his air fees to get out here and back, and a whole range of other things. So Craig's deflected to the tennis to enjoy the tennis. That's what we're going to talk about over the next fortnight. And a lot of the main journos have been pretty busy on Twitter since saying, well, hang on, if you think that's a statement, that's not a statement. You haven't actually said anything.
Yeah. I mean, there's
still
so
many queries, and we'll wait and see.
Got to face the music soon. We're hearing reports that Novak could be suing Australia, the government, or Australia. Is that you're hearing the same? Please tell us it's not true.
Yeah, it's come out today that he's possibly looking to sue the Australian government for about $6 million, which would be about three times the amount he would have got for winning the trophy here. He had a saluted in the fortnight.
On what grounds?
Exactly.
He's delusional.
That word's been used a few times, Jase, to sum up Novak and just his whole thoughts around everything to do with the vaccine situation. He's very much in his own bubble and believes that he is absolutely correct about the way he's going about things. But this is a story that's not going to die. It's not going to go away. I think I'm not sure exactly where. Some heads are going to roll. I've got no doubt.
Yeah, the problem for people like Novak, I think, is that there's no one around them that'll tell them the truth, the honest truth, to pull their head in and just get on with it. There's just people that are around him telling him that he's a godlike figure and he can do whatever he likes. Now, Woogie, you've come up with a disturbing report about one of the journos you've seen at the Australian Open and his
attire.
One of
the interviewers, yeah. I was watching the coverage today as one of the ladies' singles matches, and then this gentleman did a very good job interviewing afterwards, but I've never seen whiter sneakers on a gentleman in my life. BP, who's dressing you, mate? You nearly blinded me, mate.
Well, once upon a time, right, I could just do my own wardrobe arrangement. Now, you've got to come in for fittings and you've got to wear all the Ralph Lauren gear. And I've never worn white sneakers in my life, let me tell you. So
very Gold Coast.
No, I've got all the clobber on, and my wardrobe is filled more with Australian Open towels, polos, jackets. This is over 10, 15 years. I've got no other clothes. I just wear Australian Open gear the whole time.
Badge, I thought for a moment I was watching a rerun of Seinfeld. That's That's who he looked. He had the jeans on. He had the white sneakers and the jacket. Look very cool, BP. Oh, I'm not taking the you know what out of him. Hey, listen, before we let you go, we're just running, throwing something up the flagpole tonight. Now, listeners are getting involved on 0457 736 736. Really interesting to see the responses coming through. Are you for or against Nick tonight? And it's pretty much split down the middle, which surprises me, BP. I expected a lot more people to be against Nick Kyrgios with the way he carries on.
Yeah, look, it's just a fascinating topic. I know Dwayne Russell on SCN down here took about an hour and a half of calls on Nick today. People just love to talk about him. I mean, everyone knows where I sort of sit on it, because it's a little bit, it's just wearing for me over a long period. But, you know, I'm out here with the punters. They're coming along. They're not, you know, necessarily hardened tennis fans. So they want entertainment. They want trick shots. They want a bit of razzmatazz and showbiz. And look, that's what he'll bring. But there are a lot of people who are just really frustrated. I think listening to Talkback Radio down here today, it's not only him. Glenn Maxwell, he certainly gets the rounds. There's others who frustrate you more than, even though they're entertainers, they frustrate you more because you think they could be just so much better. And it's definitely a big split right down the middle, that's for sure.
Love him or hate him, yeah. Brad from Redhead has texted, said, Nick's one of the few entertainers in tennis. It's a pretty boring sport to watch, fun to play. Give me Henri Leconte, Kyrgios, McEnroe, anytime. Yeah. Plus Nick plays some outrageous shots. And I guess that does get a lot of people in. Good on you, Brad.
Yeah, yeah. But the only thing that's different there is Leconte and McEnroe could back it up consistently on the court. I don't think Nick Kyrgios.
Well, McEnroe was an absolute world champion, wasn't he, for a long time?
Exactly right. You can be an entertainer and be getting the best out of yourself at the same time. That's the perfect combination in my eyes. So,
yeah.
Anyhow, it'll probably be all over tonight, and we'll move on to the real stuff.
All right. Good to see some good ones getting through today. If you want to hear BP's coverage of tonight's match, you can listen via the SEN app, mate. Good luck with that, and thanks for your time on Sports Day, BP.
Pleasure, guys. Have a good night.
There he goes.
Thanks, mate.
Brett Phillips, best in the game. Ooh. And he did. Seriously, he did look like Jerry Seinfeld today.
And he's written Nick Kyrgios off tonight. He's just said he's already done it. Tonight.
Commentator's curse. Nick Kyrgios will win in straight sets.
Oh, no, that won't happen.
You don't think so? Medvedev could pull a hammy. You never know. That's our Oz Open update for the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6. It's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/au. We've got to go to a break. Our hot topic on the way next, and lots of texts coming through. We'll get to those next.
Got something to say? Text us anytime. 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats for Kia, the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6.
Maxwell in his 100th game, 50 off 20. This is Glenn Maxwell at his absolutely brilliant best.
Thompson in. Glenn Maxwell works at leg side. 41 balls it's taken, and he's got his second Big Bash century, Glenn Maxwell.
Wow.
Lamashane, history at the MCG. He just dug it in short, and he hit it up and over point. And we've now witnessed...
Oh, no, they only run two.
...the highest score in the history of the Big Bash League. Maxwell on 149. He moves now to 150. It's the greatest performance we've seen in Big Bash history. The first time anyone has gotten to 150.
Unbelievable performance last night from Glenn Maxwell. Just a side note, the person he overtook as the highest run scorer in the T20 was at the other end blasting about 70 off 20 balls. So
Marcus Stoinis, he was having a bit of a laugh about it, wasn't he? They both were. 154 not out from 64 balls, so his strike rate was much quicker than Marcus Stoinis as well. And I'm tossing up, is he the greatest T20 player of all time? Maybe to put it into perspective, Man Boobs, I'm not sure what his name is, but Man Boobs has sent us another message here. Let us know who you are. Maxwell was facing a C-grade or even D-grade bowling attack You can't be fair-dinkum about the quality of bowlers comparing his innings to the Stoinis 140. And some of Chris Gayle's and Lynn, when he was great, yeah, look, it wasn't their best attack of all time, was it? And they did rest a few bowlers, but still...
Four bowlers.
We've seen some... We've seen some amazing innings from him. And I, you know, we saw that catch the other night. He's an amazing fielder. He's a great bowler. Is he the greatest T20 player of all time? Not just in Australia, but worldwide. So we're getting some good messages.
Yeah, I'm backing
here.
I would back AB de Villiers before Maxi. Maxi does go missing at times. Mate, Badge, you may even remember,
really?
I was off the back of his form in the T20 World Cup. I would have loved to have seen him play Test cricket. I'd still love to see him play Test cricket. No chance now because, I mean, who do you replace in the team? But, geez, I reckon he'd be a devastating number five or six batsman.
Has he never played Test cricket?
I think he's only played one or two.
I think he has. He has played some
Test
cricket.
Yeah, but I'd love to see him play that consistently.
Sure.
He would have been a devastating player. But he'd certainly be up there in the top five or ten, in my opinion, T20 players in the world. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Chris Gayle.
Chris Gayle, AB de Villiers, we've tossed those names up and some of our listeners have done the same.
Brendan McCallum?
Yeah, great player, the Kiwi. He played for Queensland just recently too, didn't he? Glenn from Brunswick says Maxi's T20 definitely suits him the most. He's more consistent than what he was, and I think he should open the innings all the time. He gets on with it. A lot like Adam Gilchrist. Gilly used to get up, didn't he? Just get in there and smash him. He wouldn't have played a lot of T20 cricket, would he, Gilly? But certainly played.
Would have he played any?
Yes.
Internationally, did he play something? You Google that while I read out Johnny Rabbit from listening.
Google's working hard tonight.
Jeff. Good evening, boys. I think Maxi definitely premier T20 player in the world. Good call, Johnny Rabbits. The other thing we're throwing up tonight as well is about Nick Kyrgios. Are you with Nick tonight or are you against him? It's not even against him, but are you going to support him? You know what?
Are you like? Over him?
Well, the thing is, Badge, you go, well, he's an Aussie, I'm going to do the right thing and I'm going to support him. And all of a sudden you get swept up in this Nick Kyrgios euphoria, then you get let down again. I'm over
You're
it.
Not even, you reckon you're not even watching, but you'll flick. You'll have a flick at some point, won't you? Just to check, just to double check and see.
Just to make sure Medvedev's put in the cleanest room. Yes, I will.
Greg from Toowoomba says Nick usually plays his best against higher-ranked players. Could be a very good match. Hope so, Greg.
I wonder if he'll attempt any between the leg shots when he's love 40 down on serve against someone of the quality of Medvedev.
Maybe not, but that's just part of his game.
Woogie, I would rather watch replays of the 1975 Nigerian Curling Championships. I didn't know that they were into curling in a big way.
Did they go right that year?
I'm not sure.
Not a lot of ice in Nigeria.
Could you Google that for me as well? Then that tennis player. As for the song tonight, oh, yes, we've got to mention that. We've got our songs for Thursday night. Rooster Muzz.
Rooster, who are you voting for?
He wants my song.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Muddy Waters, Maddish.
Which is an all-time classic. Come on, now.
What?
And for the listeners that have just tuned in, tell them what mine is, because I think this is going to be hard to beat.
Oh, mate, I love your song. I love it. The Beatles. Don't let me down. Yes.
Don't let me down.
Oh, you're this saying me not you. To let you down.
No, I'm not.
You're in one of those moods today.
Nick, don't let us down.
You've been upset ever since they took the Chris O'Connell game off Channel 9 and put Sam Stosur on.
Well,
that your day has gone backwards
since
then.
You know why?
Then.
Because
what?
He was going great. And Sam, when they first flicked over to him, I saw her have an air... Well, I think it was an air swing, or she just flicked the ball. I thought, she's not going real good, and she was down 6-2. Why don't they just flick it back?
It took me 10 minutes.
Back?
It took me 10 minutes to talk him off a ledge today. He was so angry about that. What do you think? Is Maxi the best T20 player in the world? 0457 736 736 is our text number. Hot topic, shop online and in-store, barbecues galore, the range, the price, the knowledge. Now you're cooking. Oh, by the way, and your thoughts on Nick Kyrgios. Are you on the Nick Kyrgios bandwagon tonight, or are you over it? Let us know. 0457 736 736. Chris Nelson's got the Rona. He's got COVID. But he'll join us next with a Racing Queensland update.
Got something to say? Text us anytime. 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
It's time to get a Racing Queensland update right now. Queensland is your place to race this year. Chris Nelson's got the Rona. How are you, mate?
Well, I'm a true professional, Jason. Doesn't matter how sick I am, I'll front up, talk to you every single time.
So what do you got, mate? The sore throat and all that?
Yeah, sore throat, headache, and sort of like a cold symptoms, congested sort of sinus and that sort of stuff. So I sound a bit nosy. That's probably why. But yes, there you go. That's what a trip to the Gold Coast does to you.
Well, hey, whoa. Don't start bagging up the Gold Coast because the Magic Millions.
I'm not.
It was massive on the weekend, wasn't it?
It was. And look, some of the wagering figures that came out of that meeting were unbelievable. I see set new records for wagering. On Magic Millions Day, turnover was up 33% on 2020 and up 12% on 2021. $77.4 million in turnover. That is a new record in Queensland. How about that?
Yeah, how much of that's yours, though? About 10%, and then you've got the rest.
$77.4 million from...
Geez, that's...
Not much.
No. That is, mate, that is an outstanding result. That means racing is... well and truly alive in Queensland. What are we looking forward to this weekend at Doomben?
Well, we've got racing at Doomben. We've got racing also at Gatton and Townsville on Saturday, Sunshine Coast Sunday, Friday night at the Sunshine Coast also. So looking forward to a great weekend of racing there. And I know you're always looking for a tip, Jason. There is a good thing at Doomben on Saturday. It's race two, number four, Camelade, trained on the Gold Coast. I hope the horse is fitting well. Should be, because horses don't get the coronavirus, as far as I know. So we'll go with it. Race two, number four, Camelade. Any rain won't cause any problems for it either. And it is raining a bit around southeast Queensland.
All right, mate. Listen, take care of yourself. Is the family looking after you, or have they just chucked you in the maid's house out the back?
Needless to say, they're not very impressed at the moment.
Anyone in your family had it? No.
No, not yet. There is now.
So what happens when you visit the nightclubs of the Gold Coast, ladies and gentlemen? Chris partied all weekend. This is what you end
I
up
wish.
With. Yeah, Queensland is racing. The action continues this week across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. You get well. Hopefully we'll chat to you on Monday.
Look forward to it. I'm sure we will. Thanks, Jason.
There goes Chris Nelson here on Sports Day. Time for a weather update. New Farm Australian through and through. Let's go to the Isa. Shall we, Badge? Tomorrow, top of 34 degrees.
Sure.
34 degrees, cloudy, high chance of showers. That's pretty warm. Their forecast for the weekend, 35 Saturday and Sunday, 34.
How's it looking out Penrith way?
I was going to type Newcastle.
Just want to throw a new one in, see how you go.
No, the Riff. Let's go to the Riff. Forecast. This is a live show, and we can
warm out there.
We're flexible. 26 tomorrow. It's okay. 60% chance of rain after an overnight low of 17. Oh, that's nice. 17 overnight is nice. It's comfortable. Shore beats 24 overnight. Cloudy, medium chance of showers tomorrow, and the forecast on the weekend for the Riff, 27 degrees both days with about a 40% chance of rain. New Farm's products are formulated with the highest quality right here in Australia. New Farm, Australian through and through. Geez, a few people have got an opinion on Glenn Maxwell tonight, Badge.
They have. Cole says, of course, Maxwell's the best ever. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Oh, I didn't know he was like that. And Glenn Maxwell's imperious Test century, Badge and Jordan. On a turning deck at Ranchi, won Australia its only test in India in 2017. There you go. Of course he's played Test cricket.
Hang on, did I just get called Jordan?
Don't rule him out. Yes, don't rule him out to appear on the subcontinent. Hey, the T20s are starting. The Ashes series, Australia and England in the Women's Ashes starts tonight pretty soon. Noelise Perry in the Aussie side. This is from Queenslander. Shocked and stunned.
Mm.
There you go. There was hints of that in the last few days. It might happen.
Of course, Maddie Mott, who we spoke to last week, broke the jaw. of Beth
Mooney. That's Beth Mooney. Yeah,
yeah, but he broke the jaw of Beth Mooney just throwing us some balls at training.
Ooh.
Jeez, that won't go down well, will it? All righty. If you want to get involved, 0457 736 736. Ben Dorsius from the Sydney Sixers will join us in the next hour. We better get to a break. This is Sports Day. Thanks to the all-new Kia Superfast Charging All-Electric Kia EV6.
Got something to say? Text us anytime. 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
I tell you what, the text machine's blowing up tonight. 0457 736 736. Thanks to our great mates at McDonald Jones Homes.
Can we get an interpreter on for a couple of those texts? I can't understand one.
I don't know. And the abuse that's coming. Don't let me down. Badge, this is your song you'd like to finish the show with tonight.
You.
The Beatles.
Don't let me down. You're even singing my song, aren't you?
I like your song, mate. This is mine. Muddy Waters, Managed Boy. I think I need to have a drink with that song.
St. Boyd. He's with me, actually. He's gone. He's going with Badge again. Don't Let Me Down, this week's song. Good on you, mate.
Oh, good
it's
on
pretty,
you,
St. Boyd. It's pretty close tonight. Woogie and Badge, as for cop shows, what about Cop Shop? Especially Constable Amanda King, a.k.a. Linda Stoner, or Rooster Mars. Good on you, mate.
I know this might be a bit tempting for some people, but if anyone says country practice, I quit. Because that was not a cop show.
Was that a cop show? Oh, he had a policeman in it.
Yeah. What about Blue Heelers?
Yes. No. Not my favourite. Woogie, not only do you know Muffin about cricket, how could you possibly cheer for Novaks over Nick Kyrgios? You... Jeez, towards your listeners. He's giving you a payout.
But I was asked to pick one, and it's like asking someone, how would you prefer to die? That's how bad it was. So I had to pick one, and I picked the one who's got talent and who actually applies himself on the tennis court. Mm.
I think we might have this. I don't want to get back to this one because it could be a scam. Is this the right number to text you?
Yes.
It looks like a Nigerian number that's come through there. Yes, no, it is not the right number to send us a text.
So now you can send us your next text.
Read out your joke, will you, about the cat?
No, I'm not.
Drink.
No, and yeah. The A-League, the men, the women, the fans on Channel 10 and Paramount Plus. Perth's first game in almost 2 months was marked with a 1-0 loss to Brisbane Roar in the A-League men's competition.
They've lost their first five until this game, so had a 1-0 win. The Roar, that's good. Henry Hall, the only goal scorer. That was at Moreton Daly Stadium, where you'll see the Redcliffe Dolphins play next year.
Oh, that's right. And also some of the Warriors games too, mate. Because they're training out of there.
Yes, that's right.
This year.
Now, Perth actually have former England international Daniel Sturridge on board. He came on as a substitute. And just missed a free kick. And as well as that, fourth place Melbourne City have boosted their defensive stocks. They've signed former England defender, played for Arsenal and West Ham as well, Carl Jenkinson. He's on a six-month loan, actually from Nottingham Forest. They get around, don't they?
Yeah, they do, don't players. They?
He's only 29, Carl Jenkinson. That's a good signing, very good signing for Melbourne City.
Rightio, I've got some other stuff here for you too. Western United taking on Wellington Phoenix tomorrow night. Good to see some A-League back too, by the way. Sydney FC Saturday night taking on Perth Glory. The Brisbane Roar on Sunday will take on Adelaide United, and Central Coast Mariners taking on Melbourne City FC. The A-Leagues, the men, the women, the fans on Channel 10 and Paramount Plus. Some more text coming through.
They want you to read that joke out, Woogie. Please read out the cat joke. Oh, no. And it also says here, or dog drink. I'm an animal lover. I have a dog and two cats. It's just a joke. Cop shows?
The Bill.
The Bill.
Never watched it. I like it. That was out on the ABC, wasn't it?
Tell your joke, Woogie.
No, I'm not, mate. I'm not. I'm not. I do not stand for animal cruelty.
Was the Bill English?
Yes.
Okay.
I never watched it, though. Did you watch it? It's your sort of show on Saturday night. Sit down and watch that on the ABC with a cuppa.
Yeah, Doc Lombardi in Dubbo says he used to like watching Paula Duncan in Cop Shop, and Bellamy. Bellamy, that was a cop, John Stanton as Bellamy.
Like Craig Bellamy?
No, he's a copper.
Toronto Rod, good to hear Toronto Rod sent a text in. Maxwell should go on Test Series to Asia this year and play. He's only played 6 tests all overseas and made 101. So do you chuck him in the squad to go to Pakistan?
Yes, I think he's going. I reckon he'd be going.
Okay, Daniel.
Yeah. You know, though, I mean, that mentioned that text before. Is this the right number to text you?
Yes.
So the text next one is, so this is the right number?
Yes.
So it's right. Yes, it is. Now you can text.
Do you want to text something other than...
Please.
Or are you getting yourself set up for next week?
Is that Hang on, another one. Or is it not?
No, are you sure?
Are you sure? Nigerian.
No, because you said it was probably a scammer.
It's not. It's not.
No,
I don't think it is.
I wonder if they'll put their name.
Hang on. I'll be a sec. I'm just sending my bank details. Do they need them for some reason? Westpac.
God, if you're going to fleece an account, you fleece yours, mate. There's plenty in there. Well, hello, my name is Paul. I feel like we're forming a relationship with this guy over text. G'day, Paul. Nice to meet you. He says, my name is Paul. Hello.
Oh, is that it? Okay. What about cop shows? Brad from Redhead. Hill Street Blues. Starsky and Hutch, I still think it was a ripper back in the day. Any update when Sats is back?
31st.
P.S. Sats, sorry about the recurring gout and the double hat trick is batsmen 1, 2, 3 out, then 2, 3 and 4 out. They aren't batters that you would cook your fish in. Right. They aren't batters. Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, good work, Brad.
Brilliant. What?
So Sats, he's trying to let you know if you take 4 in a row, it's a double hat trick.
Right.
He still can't work it.
No, he can't. All right. I want to go to break. My head's going to explode. This is Sports Day. For the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6, it's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/au. When we come back, Sydney Sixers star Ben Dorsius joins us next on Sports Day.
Got something to say? Text us anytime. 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Badge, we're at the business end now of the BBL 11. Looking forward to this. A bit of clean air with no Aussie cricket going on at the moment. Of course, the T20 finals kick off tomorrow night. Adelaide Strikers taking on the Hobart Hurricanes. The winner of that will play the Sydney Thunder on Sunday night. And the big game we are looking forward to Saturday night involving this bloke who's bowling the house down, Perth Scorchers versus the Sydney Sixers. And from the Sydney Sixers, Ben Dorsius joining us now on Sports Day. G'day, Benny.
Hello, boys. How you going?
Hey, we thought we should talk to someone from the reigning chair. You guys have won the last couple of titles, so I guess you're going into this final series not full of nerves?
I mean, there's always nerves. There's always... Yeah, the nerves before a big game, especially come this time of year. But I guess in the pressure moments, we're hoping that a little bit of finals experience and finals success will help us remain calm in the pressure moments and hopefully come out on top.
You never know what to expect, do you, from the opposition? And it's such hit. Actually, did you watch Glenn Maxwell last night? We spoke about this earlier. Did you watch that bashathon of his last night? That was just an incredible knock.
We watched. We probably watched about the first 10 overs, so we were able to watch him be on 100, which is pretty phenomenal. And then we were actually on a plane last night, flying down to Melbourne to get ready for our game on Saturday. So we missed the second half of it, but just from the first half, we could tell that there was something pretty special happening.
Yeah, well, you've been around a while. Would he be the toughest bowler toughest batsman to bowl to, or you know, or is there someone for you that you just can't get it right against them? Is it the likes of Maxi or someone else?
Yeah, I mean Maxi's definitely up there. I think you know, when you have guys that you know have the power game that he has, but you know he's also able to play all these funky shots and hit you to any part of the ground. When you've only got five fielders out, or sometimes two, depending on what stage you're bowling to him, it can be pretty tough to contain him. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we saw last night, you know, what he's capable of, and yeah, anyone that's capable of that's always going to be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, we Badge and I were talking about it earlier. I bet you there's a sigh of relief from a lot of other teams in the finals that the Stars didn't make it, if he's in that sort of form. And by the way, just a mild little cameo by Stoinis. I think he whacked about 70 out of 30 balls. It was an outstanding batting performance. You must be relieved they're not in the finals.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, they're always a dangerous team to come up against at any time of the year. And, you know, they've got match winners. You know, there's a whole top order full of match winners. I think even Joe Clark's had a really good year for them as well and won them some games. So, yeah, I mean, I guess once you get to this stage of the competition, I mean, every team sort of has those match winners. But, yeah, when you have guys that are coming off 150 and a 70 off 20 odd, you know, that's a pretty good form to take into the final. So I think, you know, there'll be quite a few teams that are quite happy that they're not there.
Yeah, unbelievable knock when you think about it. It's an outstanding knock. How good is it to have the national players available for BBL 11 now that they're not going into camp for the T20 and also the ODIs against New Zealand? Is that, as a fan watching the game, I feel it needed that kind of star power injection. What's it like from actually being a player in the team? Is it are you looking forward to having him back?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Gaz is a great inclusion. You know, yeah. He's been a part of the Sixers family for some years now, and you know, he's been a part of some premiership winning teams as well. And you know, we always love the opportunity to have him back. And you know, even guys like Marnus playing for the Heat last night, and you know, Scotty Bowen coming back, and guys like that. It's exciting that you know, those names are going to be back in the pointy end of the competition during finals. And yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of teams that are thankful for that little injection going into the finals.
We're talking about the greatest T20 players of all time, and Badge today is throwing Maxi up there there's plenty of names you can throw there, like the Coleys and the AB de Villiers and the Brendan McCallums, and there's heaps of players. Who's the best you've played against?
Chris Gayle.
Yeah, Chris Gayle's another one. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, probably AB de Villiers when he had his little stint at Brisbane Heat. He's probably the best player I've played against. Just going on his record alone and what he's achieved in the T20 format, it's been a pretty special career. So having the opportunity to bowl at him was a daunting one, but one that was good fun all the same.
Mm.
There's some special players around, aren't there? And the more T20 that's being played around the world, I guess the more of these players are going to keep popping up, because you can almost just follow that circuit, as we've seen plenty do. Hey, are you putting your name down for the IPL again this time around, Ben?
Yeah, I'll throw my name in the hat and see if there's anyone there that wants to take me. We'll see how we go. It's always a bit of a lottery every year to see what happens, but it's worthwhile being in there and giving it a shot.
Is that something your manager is working on now? Like, obviously, get a little, you know, like obviously some highlights put together and that. What is the process, and how long do you have to wait till you find out if there is some interest?
Well, I mean, the majority of the process is just filling out forms and getting your name into the auction, and then the teams will go through and they either say yes, they're interested, or no, they're not interested. And anyone who has some interest will then go into the auction, which I think this year is being held over 2 days, and then sort of just hold your breath during that time and you wait and see what happens. And I'm sure that there's some conversations that happen in the background between managers and coaches of teams and stuff like that to sort of see where some interest might be. But all in all, it's just a bit of a wait for the auction and cross your fingers.
Righto. Well, Sounds like it's going to be a bit. I don't believe it is a big one this year because I think they've only been allowed to keep a few players, so there's going to be plenty more that every club has to buy, and they have
and
a few different phases,
teams.
Don't they? Yeah, and a couple of new teams. So huge one. Right. Well, a tough test against Perth this week. I guess it's not sudden death for you guys, is it? First versus second. So you've always got that up your sleeve if things don't go perfectly on the day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice little bonus of finishing in the top two, and you know, one that we had the last few years and have been lucky enough to win that game and go straight through, which was nice. And but yeah, it's a nice little bit of breathing room there if you do happen to not have your perfect night.
Hey Ben, they're a good team, the Perth Scorchers, and we were talking about earlier as well. I mean, for them, I don't think they've been home since December. They haven't had Christmas. They've just travelled. They've been outstanding considering they haven't even been allowed to go home.
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody sort of experienced that last year when we were all in a bit stricter bubbles and in hubs and everything, and everyone was unable to go home. So we know, I think every team knows what they're going through and how hard it is. So it sort of adds a little layer of congratulations onto what they've been able to achieve. And I guess it's one of those things that it can... In a way, it can bring you closer when you're spending all your time around the same people, and I guess in a winning environment as well. That's always going to help. So, they've been outstanding this year and played some really good cricket, and they're able to knock us off twice, which we weren't happy about. So we'll be looking to come out hot and firing on Saturday night and get a little bit of revenge for the round games.
Now, Badge is right down here too. I forgot to ask this, Badge. You're from Kareela. Does that make you a Sharks fan?
No, it doesn't actually. I grew up in that area, but for some reason, might be a bit of an Andrew Johns influence, but I was always a Knights fan growing up, so I've held on to that.
Yeah, right, okay. Don't know how this year's going to go.
Plenty of fans, Joey. I can see why.
Yeah.
Player.
Hey, listen, after the T20 finishes the end of next week, are you back to Shield cricket?
Yeah, we go back into some Shield cricket and also some one-day cricket with New South Wales, which obviously with COVID, I think they're just working out now exactly what that's going to look like. But obviously we're hopeful that there'll be some cricket being able to play between the different states, and hopefully things are as normal as what they can possibly be.
Actually, last time, just before I let you go, last time I spoke to you, Sats and I gave you the advice to play the Caribbean T20 competition. Remember that?
Yeah.
You get paid in rum. Has your manager sorted that out yet, mate?
Not yet. I think that's not for a few months, so...
At least you got your eye on it.
It's not one that you want to miss, so... I'm sure I'll be putting my name in for that as well and seeing if there's any bites for that, because that's definitely one that you want to be a part of if you can get there.
All right, Ben.
Beautiful.
Listen, thanks for putting up with us. You're in action Saturday night against the Perth Scorchers. Looking forward to BBL 11 finals. Thanks for your time on Sports Day.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Benny Dwarshus, nice bloke, Badge. I will laugh my head off if he ends up in the Caribbean T20. He didn't want to go.
He's keen. Why wouldn't he be?
Well, you get paid in rum. Free accommodation.
You get paid in rum, please.
You do.
Yes.
It'll be a great...
Sure.
I see
he actually played at Worcester last year in England. Did he get played in Worcestershire sauce when you're over there? Or
what would you rather drink, Badge?
It doesn't go down too badly with the beer. That's nice on oysters, isn't it? Perfect on
Absolutely.
Oysters.
Kilpatrick. Mm. Nice. This is Sports Day. We better get to a break. For the all-new super-fast-charging, all-electric Kia EV6, it's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/au.
It's time for the last blast on Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Will be back in about a week and a half's time. Last blast and an update here for Farmers Business Network's new 0% finance. That offer ends March 31. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, by the way, I'm still taking your votes for the song that should finish the show tonight.
Don't let me down. It's one of the all-time greats.
I've voted for it tonight.
You've even voted for my song.
I love it. Have you watched Beatles documentary on Disney Plus? I've watched one episode. They go about 2 hours each, and it's about the making of this.
Isn't that all kids shows, Disney Plus?
No, no, some really good stuff on there. There's my song.
Kirby.
I told you why. I was a bit down in the dumps this morning.
Now that's, we did have one of our listeners say, is that John Lee Hooker? It's not. Who is it? It's Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters, yeah.
Muddy Waters.
That song was first recorded in the 50s.
There you go.
Yeah. Again, on Foxtel, I saw a really good special with him performing with the Rolling Stones. It's incredible. So,
beautiful. Anyway, everyone, don't let me down.
Hey!
You know who to vote for.
Why'd you do Go that? On. Why'd you pick that song again for? Is it just because you like the song?
Yeah, I just really like it. It just popped into my playlist.
So we just become selfish now and just picking songs for us.
Well, I could say it's all about, you know, whoever. Nick tonight. Nick, don't let me down tonight. Act like a normal person. Just play tennis. Shut your mouth.
What?
But that's not where I'm coming from.
Rightio, Kelly Slater, one of the greats of the surfing world. What's he up to?
Probably the greatest, yeah. He's got no chance of getting into Australia for the some events. The Rip Curl Pro at Bells Beach, that's a classic event, and I'd love to go and watch that. And the Margaret River Pro, they're both in April. But the federal government, apparently there's he's been warned by the federal sport minister, Richard Colbeck. I don't know if this is directly or he's just been asked about it, but it's almost impossible for him to get into Victoria or WA. Where these events are being held because you have to be vaccinated against COVID-19. And as we've just seen with another pretty high-profile bloke, that Serbian bloke, you're not vaccinated, you don't get in. Well, no matter how much money you got.
But it doesn't matter then. Don't worry. Get knocked back and then try and sue Australia for $6 million. How about crazy. That today? You saw.
Oh, look, I don't mind people if they're not vaccinated. That do what you want, but don't come. At, you know, the only problem I've got with, like, Kelly Slater, who... is an amazing surfer and an amazing person, but unfortunately, he thinks he knows more than the scientists and the doctors about COVID, which worries the hell out of me. He can think that if he likes. Don't make that public, Kelly, because there's people that are just following you. Think if it's all right for him, I'll do the same.
Yeah.
And we know how dangerous it is not to get vaccinated. It's just crazy. So I guess they'd be preparing.
Can I give him...
Fill out his paperwork for him? And
well,
him, no, they won't
that's
the
that. Thing. Don't get Tennis Australia to fill out your paperwork.
No.
All right? If we can learn something out of all this, do it your bloody self. That would be the thing. So, yeah, and as you say, Badge, it's not that we've got anything against people that aren't vaxxed. That's your decision, but there are restrictions on you. So, you know, it's completely up to you what you want to do. Unlucky break for Australian Moto2 world champion Remy Gardner, who fractured his wrist. In Spain, how do you do this?
Yeah, he's riding a bike, I'd say. He's, I'm assuming it was
well, can I? I'll tell you, bike. My mate's wife, let me tell you this story. She's just fractured her wrist. One side was around the other side because they'd had a couple of drinks. And at midday,
she got on a skateboard, tell me.
She tried to jump up on an ottoman, do those leaps because her son can do it, who's she's about 5 foot and he's 6'4".
She tried to jump up on a Chinese guy.
No, on an ottoman.
Oh, like the... Okay, I thought you meant a
your
real ottoman.
On.
A living ottoman.
No. Okay. A foot ottoman, right? A leg ottoman. A piece of furniture. Anyway, as she landed, because it's soft, she's fallen back, put a thing down, and her wrist is... she's all plated up and pinned up now.
Oh.
See what happens when mum and dad, kids...
Dangerous.
Have a drink at midnight.
Yep.
Dad couldn't drive mum to the hospital. The Uber had to.
Right. Damn. Turkish, actually, not Chinese. Turkish are the Ottomans.
Okay, so I'm glad you cleared that up.
That felt very flat, that very poor attempt of humour of mine. Hey, he's busted his wrist. Now, remember, he just won the Moto2 GP world title.
And he's going up to the Moto1.
And now he's going up to MotoGP, and the season starts early March, 6th of March. But next month, in a few weeks' time, they have to start practice, their pre-season testing in Malaysia. So there's some problems there. He's saying, I'm fine, a couple of days in hospital, I'll be right, and I'll be ready to go. But surely with a fractured wrist, I know they're tough buggers, but that's going to set him back a little bit.
I think his dad broke more than that, though, mate.
Oh, of course. Of course. You just don't want to do it the wrong time.
Yeah, absolutely. Justin Langer has spoken about his future as coach of the Australian cricket team in an interview. Have you heard this? This is what he had to say.
I never, Edgy. No, I spoke about this before we left. I can't, before the World Cup and before this Ashes, we've never, ever been better prepared. So it's not a coincidence, I don't think. We've had the success we've had. And whatever happens, we can all be incredibly proud of this little period. That we had two missions, to win the World Cup and to win the Ashes. To do that in such a short period is a monumental effort, and we're all really satisfied with that. I sit here at the moment feeling really content with the last two series. The absolute truth, Goss, and people don't seem to believe this, but the absolute truth is before the World Cup and the Ashes, we all just said that we'd sit down after the Ashes. So in the next little bit, I'm sure those conversations will start to be had, but there's plenty to be spoken about.
Yeah, there you go.
Why is there all this speculation, Flo? I know you probably started it, Woogie, a couple of weeks ago about his job. But why? You know what he did say? If he compared it to rugby. If they won the Bledisloe Cup and not long later backed it up with the World Cup or vice versa, they would be chairing the coach at that time around and signing him up for 5 years.
Why is all
this speculation around Justin Langer's position?
I think it escalated when Pat Cummins didn't publicly endorse him. Yeah, when he took over as skipper, and he had an opportunity to do so, and he didn't do it. And remember, the change room was leaking like a sieve about a year ago. So, and that looks like it's improved. And I don't know why, mate. I think he's the number one choice. If we don't reinstate him as Australian coach, he will be appointed as the English coach, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's right.
And
only other thing I can think of, Woogie, is that I do know coaches that, you know, teams that have been very successful despite the coach. Yeah. The coach, they would have won anyway, and the coach hasn't contributed that greatly. I just don't sense that's the situation here. I just think he has been a really, really played a really strong hand in all of this that's helped Australia get
absolutely.
Back,
you know, even Travis Head said to him last night. Travis Head said, "Look, you know, I've been working with JL on my technique, and all of a sudden here he is, player of the series after scoring all those runs and a couple of centuries." So I don't know, Badge. We'll just watch this space. I don't get it. It's got a lot of the old timers, and not so many old timers as well, scratching their heads. I think there's just been a big cultural shift within that Australian cricket team. It's that new age, be nice, be gentle, and there's not anything wrong with that. And maybe there's a view that Justin Langer's coaching style still doesn't suit that. You know,
like, isn't that how the English team was coached?
Yeah, but I mean, look at it.
Be nice and joking, be gentle.
But
they
joking,
went all right, didn't they?
But joking with the opposition players before play and going out and socialising with them till 6:30 a.m. A lot of, like, that'll be frowned upon in the past. Yeah, having a beer with them in the change rooms afterwards, Badge. I'm sure that happened with you a million times, but. Yeah, they just seem to be a bit too close. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Big Bash starts tomorrow night. Adelaide Strikers and the Hobart Hurricanes in the Eliminator. Winner of that will play the Sydney Thunder Sunday night. And then on Saturday night, you've got the Scorchers versus the Sydney Sixers. Winner of that one goes straight through to the final. Rightio, what have we got to do now, Badge? Do we want to...
My song.
Do we want to do a last? We don't want to do a last laugh, do we? No, we haven't got time.
Well, you haven't got one ready tonight, have you?
Well, I'll save it for Monday. I've got a ripper, actually. I'll save it for Monday. But with Beauty. This was a close one tonight. 57% of the votes, Badge. You got up the Beatles.
Ooh.
Don't let me down. We'll catch you Monday night.
Thanks, Wooks. See ya. See you, listeners.
Bye-bye.
She does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does. Ooh, she does.
No.